ride with my brother, for then all our hearts would be gladdened, and our hope be the brighter.
It is not madness, lady, he answered, for I go on a path appointed. But those who follow me do so of their free will, and if they wish now to remain and ride with the Rohirrim, they may do so. But I shall take the paths of the dead alone, if needs be. Then they said no more, and they ate in silence. But her eyes were ever upon Aragorn, and the others saw that she was in great torment of mind. At length they arose, and took their leave of the lady, and thanked her for her care, and went to their rest. But as Aragorn came to the booth where he was to lodge with Legolas and Gimli, and his companions had gone in, there came the lady Eowyn after him, and called to him. He turned and saw her as a glimmer in the night, for she was clad in white, but her eyes were on fire.
Aragorn, she said, why will you go on this deadly road?
Because I must, he said. Only so can I see any hope of doing my part in the war against Sauron. I don't choose paths of peril, Eowyn. Were I to go where my heart dwells, far in the north I would now be wandering in the fair valley of Rivendell. For a while she was silent, as if pondering what this might mean. Then suddenly she laid her hand on his arm. "You are a stern lord and resolute," she said, "and thus do men win renown." She paused. "Lord," she said, "if you must go, then let me ride in your following, for I am weary of skulking in the hills and wish to face peril and battle."
"Your duty is with your people," he answered.
"Too often have I heard of duty," she cried. "But am I not of the house of Eol, a shield maiden, and not a dry nurse? I have waited on faltering feet long enough. Since they falter no longer, it seems, may I not now spend my life as I will?"
"Few may do that with honour," he answered. "But as for you, lady, did you not accept the charge to govern the people until their lord's return? If you had not been chosen, then some marshal or captain would have been set in the same place, and he could not ride away from his charge, were he weary of it or no."
"Shall I always be chosen?" she said bitterly. "Shall I always be left behind when the riders depart, to mind the house while they win renown, and find food and beds when they return?"
"A time may come soon," said he, "when none will return. Then there will be need of valour without renown, for none shall remember the deeds that are done in the last defence of your homes. Yet the deeds will not be less valiant because they are unpraised."
And she answered, "All your words are but to say, you are a woman."